loan officers. Join the Mortgage Calculator as an MLO for unlimited mortgage leads and up to 250 BPS compensation.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our President Nick Hershey and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every Tuesday and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern on the show is go through a new in-depth loan officer training. Now, last night we were talking about 203K renovation loans, and tonight we're going to be talking about how to structure a Fannie Mae home style renovation loan. So similar, but different. And I'm sure Jose is going to highlight a lot of the differences here today. So, Jose, if you are ready, let's talk about Fannie Mae home style renovation loans.
So, good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for today's training on Fannie Mae home style renovation loans. Now, renovation loans are not all created equally. As you will see, tonight's option provides a bit more flexibility than last night's FHA 203K loans, which were for primary homes only. So let's jump right into the presentation. All right. So what exactly is a Fannie Mae home style renovation loan? Well, I'll give you the clinical description. Provides a convenient and flexible way for borrowers considering home improvements to make repairs and renovations with a conventional first mortgage rather than a second mortgage, home equity line of credit, or other more costly financing. Now, real important, if a home style renovation loan contains Energy Star certified improvements, then lenders may deliver the loan as home style energy to receive a $500 loan level price adjustment credit. In other words, if it includes Energy Star certified improvements, a borrower will get $500 lender credit to their pricing. The home style renovation can be used for purchase or rate and term refinance transactions, no cash out allowed. Just like the 203K, it's not a fixed flip loan. Fixed flip loans are short-term bridge loans that will then require the borrower to pay off the bridge loan or refinance it into a end loan or sell the property, whatever it is, but that is not a long-term loan solution. The fixed flip loans are bridge loans. The renovation loan, the home style renovation loan, just like all other renovation loans, are a great option for purchasing properties with condition issues that would not allow for regular financing. Again, I used the example yesterday of the property may have been vandalized, you know, missing components, electrical systems stripped out, or any other type of vandalism that would result in a subject to appraisal, right? We've all seen that. Subject to meaning you got to get those repairs completed before they'll let you close. Really important to note here is that the home style renovation loan, just like the 203K loan, cannot be used for a complete teardown and reconstruction of the subject property. So who qualifies for a Fannie Mae home style renovation mortgage? Well, pretty basic, right? This is a regular conventional loan. It just happens to be one that allows you to do renovation work to the property and close on a property in condition that you would normally not be able to do with a quote-unquote regular loan. So here you're looking at U.S. citizens, permanent resident aliens, non-permanent resident aliens, as long as they have U.S. credit and obviously legally allowed to be working in the U.S. Entity vesting, again, not allowed. Even if it was an investment property, which the home style renovation does allow, you have to vest in a personal name. So that is a typo right there. It is not primary residence only. It is primary residence, second homes, or investment properties. Borrowers must choose their own contractor for the renovation work. Now, here's a detailed difference, a little bit different from the FHA. FHA does not allow the borrower to be involved in any type of renovation work, but what they're talking about here, where borrowers can perform renovation work themselves at the lender's discretion, they're not talking about sweat equity where you can actually physically do the work. They're really talking more like you can be your own contractor and you can contract the subs. So, and the other condition to being it. So this is a very restrict situation here, right? It's hardly ever going to work out. Because the financing cannot, or the renovation work financed cannot exceed 10% of the as completed value. Meaning if you have an as completed value of $400,000, your renovation work cannot exceed $40,000. The property also has to be a one unit home and cannot be a manufactured home to be able to use this particular option. And here in this last bullet point, you'll see what I mean by it being very restrictive. The reimbursement is limited to the cost of materials and or cost of properly documented contract labor. No sweat equity. Sweat equity would be like you, the borrower themselves, physically painting the house and then wanting to get paid as the painter. Not gonna happen. The LTV here for this product is based on, if it's a purchase, the lesser of the purchase price plus the cost of renovations or the as completed appraised value. So it's either purchase price plus renovations or as completed appraised value. If it's a purchase. And if it's a refinance, a little bit easier. You're just going to divide the loan amount by the as completed appraised value. And I'll get into the actual renovation limits in a minute. So what are our eligible property and transaction details? Well, like any other conventional loan, we're looking at a minimum credit score of 620. On 1 to 4 unit primary residences, you can go as high as 97% LTV. However, that's only going to happen if your borrower is a first-time home buyer and or going through the Home Ready loan option, which I think that's the Fannie option for the 3% down program that has income limitations. So if that's the case, then the more restrictive guidelines for whichever program has more restrictive guidelines is the one that's going to be used. In this case, it's going to be for example, the Home Ready, which is for a primary residences only. So then if you were combining Home Ready with the home style renovation, then you would not be able to do a second home or an investment property. It would only be a primary home. Now you'll note, one unit second homes up to 90% LTV for this. So that's, now again, you're going to have to get compliant pricing. Remember that situation when you're running your points and fees test. But theoretically, the matrix does allow us to go up to 90% for a second home and up to 85% LTV for a one unit investment property. So one unit investment property, one unit second home, 1 to 4 unit primary residences. Manufactured homes are allowed, but note again, additional restrictions for a manufactured home. They cap the eligible renovation funds at the lesser of $50,000 or 50% of the as completed appraised value. So in other words, if your manufactured home's as completed appraised value is $200,000, you would be at $50,000 cap because $50,000 is less than 50% of $200,000, which is $100,000. So they'll let you do manufactured homes, but they don't really let you put a lot into it. Now, any type of renovation or repair is eligible. as long as it is permanently affixed to the property. Right now, that is from the Fannie Mae Home Style Renovation Guideline itself, as are most of these bullet points I'm noting here. And at the end of the presentation, we'll discuss the potential for overlays. So one thing is looking at what Fannie Mae says you can do. And then the other thing is, what does the actual investor conduit who you're going to be selling that loan to say you can do? They may put in additional overlays and say, no, you can't do any type of repair. Right. So keep that in mind, which is also obviously different from what we looked at yesterday, which was super restrictive with the 203K. The time frame is also more relaxed here. It says renovations should be completed within a 15-month period from the date the loan is closed. So 203K was giving us only 6 months. Here we're given 15 months. Now, the maximum renovation amount, right? Now, there's an actual worksheet for this, right? But the maximum renovation amount is 75% of the lesser of either the sum of the purchase price plus renovation costs or the as completed appraised value. So you gotta size up both of those situations. Hopefully it's not an overimproved property. Hopefully the value supports it. But that is something very important to note, right? If you get hit with, hey, your as completed appraised value is only $200 and you're paying $150,000 plus putting $80,000 into the property, then you're going to have a problem there, right? You're going to be going with 75% of the as completed value of $200 as opposed to 75% of $180 plus $50,000 of renovation, for example. So let's say you're at $230. That's not going to work. So, and that may throw off the whole equation of the scope of the work. So that was for a purchase. And for a refi, you're looking at 75% of the as completed appraised value of the property. Since there is no purchase, right? It's a refi. So they're only going to go with option two on the purchase, which is 75% of the as completed appraised value of the property being your maximum renovation amount. Pretty cut and dry there, but could get pretty sticky if you don't. And again, there is a worksheet for that maximum mortgage amount worksheet. So what are some important points to consider? And actually, there's so many important points that I got two pages of this. This is page one. So, and this is where all of the theory that we just went over comes into play so that we can properly consult our borrower, not have our borrower develop unrealistic expectations of what they can do, right? They want to put that fancy infinity pool there and maybe they can't do it because it's not attached to the property, you know? So bullet point one, lender must review the contractor to determine if they are adequately qualified and experienced, right? We discussed that yesterday. Kyle mentioned yesterday the difficulties he had with his 203K loan, and it was mainly because of the contractor. The contractor was not reliable, right? Maybe they didn't have the experience of doing the 203K loan that Kyle had problems with. So definitely want to make sure that the contractor is already in place and that it's a solid contractor that's willing to do the paperwork and has the necessary insurances and everything. Plans must be prepared by a registered, licensed, or certified general contractor, renovation consultant, or architect. Even if it's a self-build deal or whatever it is, still got to have those plans. Borrower needs a construction contract, Fannie Mae Form 3734, with their contractor. They usually have their own contract, but if they don't, you know, one of these guys that wants to do the work on like a paper towel or napkin, nope, just search for Fannie Mae 3734. I did, and the form pops right up. It's like a four-page form. Now, notice that The lender may advance funds of up to 50% of the cost of materials anytime after the closing to secure necessary supplies for the project. That's a general guideline, but there may be overlays from the actual conduit to do that. Because we saw, I did see that actually one of the overlays was that they would only do this if the repairs are less than $35,000. They'll do this 50-50 deal, 50% up front and 50% at closing. More than $35,000, nothing released until the first draw comes out and you meet the requirements for the draw. Now, I mentioned already the Homestyle Renovation Mortgage Maximum Mortgage Worksheet. That's Form 1035. And I did a quick online search engine search for Form 1035. And it came up right away with the Fannie Mae form where you itemize the deal and see what is the maximum mortgage amount that you can get. Now, renovation costs may include, now here again, this is a general Fannie Mae guideline direct from their matrix, but this may need to be supplemented with the overlays from the actual conduit where you're submitting and selling the loan. So renovation costs may include labor and materials, soft costs, which are, you know, architect fees, permits, licenses, contingency reserve. Now, the contingency reserve is optional unless the property is a 2-4 unit property. If it's a 2-4 unit property, then there is a minimum 10% contingency reserve of the soft costs and the hard costs. Renovation costs may also include a payment reserve of up to 6 months PITI when the borrower must vacate the property due to inhabitability during renovation and only during the period that the property is inhabitable. The payment reserve may be financed if the value was supported. Now, I don't know if you all recall, but the 203K does not allow the property to not be habitable at any time of the renovation. It has to be a habitable property. They do not allow this interest. Well, should I say they don't allow the payment reserve of 6 months. Unused funds must be applied to unpaid mortgage balance for renovation costs. So anything left over at the end, you don't return it to the borrower. You amortize principal. Really important to note, once work is completed, a Form 1004D, also known as your appraisal update and or completion report, must be obtained to document that the work has been completed. So, and my last slide here, I mentioned I had two pages of important points because, you know, want to make sure that we are noting these points because this is what you need to be consulting your borrower with. Now, mentioned this a couple of times, mentioned again, be aware that there may be additional investor overlay such as, and I saw this in some of the guidelines when I was comparing my general Fannie Mae Homestyle Renovation Guidelines to the guidelines on the investor specifics options. So such as requiring a HUD consultant and a second review for any repairs over $35,000. Requiring, as opposed to making it optional, because Fannie Mae says it's optional, but some of the guidelines I read says that they require a contingency reserve of at least 10%. They also may require evidence of permit issuance prior to closing. Right? It doesn't say that in the Fannie Mae general guidelines, but it does say that in the individual investor guidelines. No relation between the borrower and the contractor is permitted. Cannot be a non-arm's length. So it can't be any what they call, I guess, what identity interest situations. the do-it-yourself option may not be permitted. One of the guidelines I looked at specifically said it was not permitted, even though the Fannie Mae general guidelines say they are permitted under the certain conditions that I mentioned. Well, one of the guidelines I mentioned said, hey, no way, Jose, you cannot do that. No funds will be released at the initial funding of the loan for renovation amounts greater than $35,000. That's an absolute, even though they do mention possibly doing that. Most of the overlays say, no, we will not allow you to do that if the renovation amount is greater than $35,000. May not permit the construction of an ADU, right? Standalone or attached, but that's an, you know, like an additional dwelling unit. People are used, basically, those are for income. So again, a couple of the guidelines I read, the investor specific guidelines said they did not permit construction of an ADU, even though Fannie doesn't mention anything of that in their guidelines. And last but not least, we saw this yesterday in the FHA 203K. Some of the repair restrictions are going to include, you know, repairs or replacement of oil tanks, repairs or replacement of private waste management systems, like a septic tank, for example. I have a septic tank in my house. And mold remediation, right? So that's another one that was the same in the FHA 203K. They did not want to use this for mold remediation. And I think the reason it may boil down to maybe they don't consider mold remediation an add-on improvement to the property. It's more like you're fixing something that's broken, but it's not something they can see broken. So I'm just guessing why they're thinking mold remediation would not be an acceptable repair. Because if you have a water-damaged home, that's one of the things that you're definitely going to want to do is mold remediation. So again, you saw some similarities between the 203K FHA renovation loan and the Fannie Mae Homestyle renovation loan, and you saw a lot of differences. A main point I wanted to highlight here is the fact that you can use the Homestyle renovation for a primary 1-4 unit, second home 1 unit, and investment property 1 unit, whereas FHA was primary only. So for those of you that may not be aware, this is possible for investors. Yes, it is. But just remember, the investors need to close in their own name, cannot be closing in an LLC. So looking forward to assisting many of you with your Homestyle renovation loans.
All right. Let's see here. I actually can't see the chat. I don't know why my thing's like frozen. Is there anything in the chat? Mine's not loading up.
Yeah, we got a question. What loans are good for ADU and pool? Well, I know that one that's, I think it's friendlier towards ADU is Freddie Mac, which is going to be our next one. That's going to be an upcoming one, the Freddie Mac Choice renovation loan. Freddie Mac is more favorable to ADUs and to manufactured homes. Also, I'm not sure about the pool part, so we'd have to do a little research on the pool.
All right. Are there any other ones?
Nope. The other question was, can I build a pool? Oh, here you go. We got another one below that. Would you compare those renovation loans from different lenders? Not sure how to interpret that question. Would you compare those renovation loans from different lenders? I mean, we have different types of renovation loans. We're talking about comparing the 203K to the Homestyle renovation to the Freddie Mac Choice renovation. So all of those loans are going to have some different tweaks to the guidelines that are going to, you know, cause you to choose one over the other. but from lender to lender, should I say, from investor to investor, because remember, when it's a conventional loan, we're the lender. The investors that we sell the loans to tend to have different overlays. So I was mentioning that to you on the last slide there. I showed some of the how the overlays cause some differences between what Fannie Mae says you can do and what the investor will allow you to do on that loan. So then, and they have a right to do that. And that's really what you're going to have as differences, right? You may have differences in overlays between one investor's interpretation of the guidelines over the other.
All right. Well, great one here tonight. I think the next one is going to be the Freddie Mac one. So definitely tune in for that. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 7 p.m. Eastern time every Tuesday and Wednesday evening, where we go through a deep dive loan officer topic. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We will see you next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Training Series with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a good night, everyone.
Loan officers, join the Mortgage Calculator as an MLO for unlimited mortgage leads and up to 250 BPS compensation.